Gene, once again, we're at Commodity Classic, and thank you very much for sponsoring our coverage on AgWire.com. Once again this year, I think that's the third year now that we've done this. And also, once again, I know New Holland is a sponsor of the Media Room here. Tell me a little bit about what that's meant to the company to do this over the years.
Well, yes, Chuck, we have sponsored the Media Room for, I believe this is the 11th year of the Commodity Classic. We have sponsored the Media Room and the Media Reception all 11 years, and prior to that, we sponsored it individually for the Soybean Organization and the Corn Organization. The Wheat Growers joined the Commodity Classic last year, and before they joined it, we sponsored their Media Room. So what I'm saying is we do have a reputation for supporting the media at these events, and it's not just to have them come and put a microphone in front of our people at New Holland. We have many people from farms on our staff at New Holland. They have generations of people before them and brothers and sisters that are on farms. And we do feel a need to do what we can to help the media get the word out about what's going on in these organizations, what decisions are being made for these respective farmers. And one of the best ways is to throw our support behind the media, whether it be at the commodity organization meetings such as this or at large exhibit shows such as the Farm Progress Show in the Midwest. We've worked with the Cattlemen's Organization and the livestock side, the sheep organization. And it's become a very, very good way to keep in touch with both the media and then through them let our customers and anyone else keep in touch with what's going on in the industry.
Well, we have record attendance here, not only from the growers that are here, but also from the media with I think last I saw it was like 128 different registered media representatives from whether that's broadcast, print, the internet, you name it, supporting them here. And I know this is very important. We really appreciate your support of the media and making sure we have this resource. But I know that it takes a staff to run that thing and just manage the needs of 128 journalists.
Yes, and some of the media rooms we sponsor, we provide the staff. Some I even take a administrative role in it, from start to finish, from helping the media find the right people to interview to bringing the donuts and making the coffee for them in the morning. In an organization like the Commodity Classic, with three commodity groups that have very fine communications departments, makes it a lot easier for me. We can sponsor the media room, but we have some very fine professional people who are quite capable of operating it, and I know when I can be a help and when I'm just standing in the way. So I stand back and let them do what they do best, and we simply support them by our sponsorship.
I'm doing some interviews with some of your representatives here out on the exhibit floor, which is where we are right now. But one of the things that you do to help generate a little excitement, the people that come here to the New Holland booth, is have an annual drawing. What can they win this year?
Well, what we have is an annual drawing, and this too has a purpose. The purpose is to find out more about the type of people that attend the Commodity Classic. And when I say the type of people, I'm talking about how many acres do they farm? How many are corn, soybean, wheat? Simple questions like that. And they fill those. It's optional for them to fill the answers out when they register for the meeting. But if they do fill the answers out, which is important to all the organizations and to companies like ours to have an idea of what the background and the agricultural demographics are of the people that are coming into our exhibit. What we do is whoever filled that information out in the registration gets their name in a little cage that we spin around and draw a name out, and the person has to be here to win it. It's going to be today, Thursday the 28th. It's going to be at 5 o'clock, and if the winner is in the exhibit hall and identifies himself or herself, then they win a zero-turn radius New Holland mower. It's a very sought after prize. Probably a half hour before the drawing takes place, we start seeing people camping out, knees, legs crossed on the floor, sitting on tractor tires or ever wanting to have a good seat to watch the drawing and make sure they're here, ready to holler out if they hear their name drawn. So it is a good draw, and at the same time, it helps everybody here learn more about the type of audience that we are addressing here.
What are your expectations for this year? I know that business is good, especially in this area of corn and soybeans and even wheat with the prices we've had. That's got to be very good for the manufacturers like New Holland.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of people coming to our booth this year, more so than other years. That I call it the type of people that are going to have us getting the spec books out and answering some very detailed questions, because it has generally been a good year, a good spike in income for farmers, and heaven knows they need it. That doesn't come too often in a farmer's career, and they keep farming, and I enjoy to see these times happen. For them, for a company like ours, we've sold out of virtually our products for 2008, but they can lock in their retails for 2009 and get some pre-buys, pre-sales for us. And so I think they're going to come here with that attitude that we can lock something in, we can take a deliverable in 2009 when we need it. Right now, we got the means to do it, so let's get the spec book out and let's find out more about this tractor or this combine or this baler and so forth.
Once again, I want to thank New Holland very much for sponsoring AgWire coverage of the Commodity Classic this year, for the media room, which I'm taking full advantage of working out of while I'm here. And at Commodity Classic, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.